Okay, we're using Windows XP Service Pack 2, and...
Your computer might be at risk, antivirus software might not be installed. Click this balloon to fix this problem.
Have you ever heard that message before? If you have, then you are running a risk. You're not using any antivirus software. And much antivirus software costs money. Yes, it does. And I know what you're thinking. You know, it's the end of the month and you can't find $30 to buy an antivirus package. Well, they don't have to cost. There are free options available. And there is a very good free option available called AVG from Grisoft. And one of our main menu listeners suggested that we take a look at AVG and show you how to download it and set it up and get it installed and all that good stuff. Now, we are using Windows XP Service Pack 2 and Windows and WindowEyes version 5.5, and as we haven't heard it for a little while, we're using DeckTalk this week. Right, so I'm going to bring up the run dialog with Windows key and R.
Combo. Edit box.
I hope that's at a speed that people can work with. And I'm going to type in http://free.grisoft, that's grisoft.com,
desktop.
And press enter. And we'll now, visit the
loading page.
AVG free page on the Grisoft website. I'm going to hit X to get to the first block of unlinked text.
New version of AVG free now available. The newest version of the popular AVG Antivirus Free Edition visited link is available for download. The speed as well as edition.
Okay, that's what we want.
AVG Antivirus Free Edition.
AVG Antivirus Free Edition. So we're going to press enter there.
Loading page. Load done.
Okay, we're on to our next page, and we're going to press X again to get to our unlinked text.
Get AVG for your home PC virus protection.
Okay, now I'm going to tab through these links here.
Contact us link.
Contact us.
Trial version link.
Trial version, nope.
Direct comparison link.
Direct comparison, that's a comparison between the free and the pay version.
AVG Professional Single Edition.
There's the pro version.
And 7133.
And then AVG 7.1 free. So the file is called, let's see.
AVG71FREE3.62A6.
Don't worry about the build numbers at the end there, but essentially this is AVG 7.1 and it's AVG free. So we're going to press enter on there and we'll be prompted to save the file with any luck.
Close this dialog box when download complete. C. File download security warning. Do you want to run or save this file?
Okay, I'd like to save it, so I'm going to press S.
Combo. Edit.
And then we're prompted with the name. The name is the same name you saw on the web page there. I'm just going to shift tab just to see where we are.
My recent documents. Button.
Okay.
Add 60.
Okay, I'm just going to get into the folder.
Antivirus.
Okay, I have an antivirus directory within my backups tree, so I'm just going to save it in there.
Add 71, 3300.
There it is.
Dialogue.
Okay, and it's downloaded very quickly, probably because it was already in my browser's cache, because I downloaded it previously. It will probably take a little bit longer for you.
Download complete. Saved. Act 71 3362A6. Downloaded. 14.9 MB.
Yeah, it's just a shade under 15 megabytes. So not too long on broadband connection. A little bit longer on dial-up. Maybe about an hour on dial-up, I would guess. But probably not quite that long at all on... the old broadband. Okay, so let's run this with the letter R. If you have your Internet Explorer configured so that the download dialog goes away when your download has finished, or if you're using a download manager, then of course you will need to navigate to the directory where the file has been saved, where the installer has been saved, the AVG713 line. blah.exe, where that has been saved, and once you've located that, you can press enter on it. I have my download windows stay open when they've completed, so I can run the application right from there. So I'm just going to hit R now.
Internet Explorer security warning.
Okay, now we have a security warning, and this relates back to something I was saying a little bit earlier on about digital signing of content from the internet, and that many reputable distributors now will, of course, sign their files. Not everyone can afford to do it, but many do now. And let's see.
Internet Explorer security warning. Do you want to run this software? Name. AG713362A652.x. Publisher.
Okay, and the fact that you can hear a name and a publisher there indicates that the file is digitally signed in some way. So we trust that, and we're able to go ahead and run it.
Grisoft. More options. Oh, well, files run are.
Okay, run.
AVG Free Edition.
Okay, now we're in the AVG Free Edition installer, and let's see what our options are. I'm just going to tab around here.
Exit E. Button.
There's an exit button. We don't want to do that.
Next 10.
Next.
Exit E.
And button. Okay, and then just let's read the window.
AVG Free Edition. Welcome.
All right, it's just a welcome screen, and there's an X and exit button, so I'm going to hit N for a next.
AVG.
And then read the next window. In WindowEyes, you can do that with Control-Shift-W or Insert-W on a laptop.
AVG Free Edition. Please read the following license agreement. Scroll down to...
Okay, a standard software license agreement. Obviously, there are disclaimers involved, and you should be aware of what those are, so I'd urge you to go ahead and read that. In the interest of brevity, we're going to click Accept.
AVG Free Edition. AVG Free Edition. Acceptance Notice. This copy of AVG Antivirus Free Edition is intended for personal home use only.
Okay, now this is important. Just a reminder from Grisoft that this edition of AVG is in fact a personal, non-profit, home use only free piece of software. If you want something for a corporate environment or for a network or whatever it may be, then something that's not, you know, just a very basic sort of virus checker for home use. If you want something a little bit more gutsy, then this is not it. You need to go and buy something, pretty much. But if you haven't got anything, then this is certainly the way to go, in my view. It's certainly probably one of the better free antivirus products around. And so there is a little reminder there. So let's accept that with A.
Cancel. Button. Dialogue. AVG Free Edition. S14F times New Roman B checking system status. BS24.
Okay, it's going to always check system status to make sure that there isn't a version already installed. And we've got a couple of options here. We can have standard install. It's a radio button, this.
Custom installation installs the product with...
Or a custom installation. This will give us a few more options and questions during the installer. So let's take the custom installation, because we're feeling a bit adventurous.
Next 10.
And hit next. I've just tabbed and I'm going to press spacebar on next.
Next 10. Button.
Okay.
AVG Free Edition. S14F times New Roman B confirmation BS24. Username U.
Okay, we're being prompted for a username and a license number. Now, it always used to be the case with AVG, when I first became aware of the product a few years ago, that with the license number that you had to fill in a form on the website, and they would send you a license number via email. Now it seems that the license number is in fact generated by the installer, so you shouldn't need to enter anything here apart from a username. But typically... AVG will get a username for you from Windows, I think. So let's go to next.
Next 10.
Okay.
AVG Free Edition. Destination folder. Select the folder where you would like to.
Okay, the default installation folder is Program Files Grisoft on your C drive, and that's perfectly fine with me, so I'm going to tap to next.
Next 10. AVG Free Edition for Windows. AVG Free Edition. Component selection. Select the components that you would like to install.
Okay, here we're given some options in terms of the components that we may like to install or otherwise. I'm going to take all of them, but just let's show you what they are.
S14F checked. Checked. AVG Free Edition for Windows. Expanded.
Okay, AVG Free Edition for Windows, that of course is checked. That's the software itself,
checked.
The core component itself.
Checked. Resident Shield.
Okay, and there's the Resident Shield. The Resident Shield is the component of AVG that runs in the background. It puts itself in as a system service into Windows, so it runs before startup and it stays running in the background, and it monitors your usage and monitors the way in which applications behave with a view to stepping in should any untoward virus-like activity occur. So the Shield is a very important part of AVG and a very important part of any virus checker.
Checked. Email scanner.
And there's the email scanner, which should be fairly self-explanatory. And that, of course, will scan all ingoing and outgoing email. So we're going to tap to next.
Next. Personal email scanner recommended. Installs the personal email scanner for email checking. Radio button. Checked.
Okay, there are some more specific settings here for the email scanner. We can take the defaults there with that radio button position, or if I arrow down...
Advanced configuration email scanning.
These are the advanced configuration options for the email scanner, and this lets me choose which email software I have.
Advanced.
I've selected advanced.
Next.
And I'm going to go to next.
Next 10. Button.
Okay.
S14F unchecked. Plugin for the bat.
Plugin for the
unchecked.
Bat.
Unchecked. Plugin.
I don't have the bat, so I don't need that.
Unchecked. Plugin for Microsoft Outlook.
Plugin for Microsoft Outlook. I do have Microsoft Outlook, so I'm going to press space there.
Check.
And this will add some AVG options from within Microsoft Outlook, allowing me to scan specific email messages and that sort of thing.
Unchecked. Eudora email plugin.
And of course there is some Eudora support there as well.
Checked. Personal email scanner.
And the personal email scanner itself. That will scan all email incoming and outgoing as I understand it, whereas the plugins for the various bits of software will actually add additional options to the tools menus of your Eudora, Outlook or Bat email clients.
Next 10.
So I've tabbed to next now.
Finish app button. AVG Free Edition. Installation summary. Please review the information below to confirm that it is correct.
Okay, something that's quite typical to installations is that here we are able to review the various options that we've selected and then, of course, go back if we want to make any changes. I think everything we have is as we want it, so I'm going to press N for next. Let's tab.
Exit E. Read. Back. Finish F.
Oh, it's finished, not next.
AVG Free Edition for Windows. Dialogue.
You see, I should listen more. The software is installing itself now, having been configured, or at least some preliminary options have been selected.
OKO button. AVG Free Edition. Installation complete.
Okay, the installation is complete, so we're going to press OK to finish the installer.
Microsoft Relic of AVG.
And the first time you run AVG, this is what happens.
AVG Free first run. Congratulations. AVG Free has been successfully installed. A few simple steps remain to ensure your maximum protection. This first run wizard will guide you through the following recommended steps. Perform AVG Free update. Create rescue disk. Scan your computer for viruses. Register AVG Free. Clicking.
Okay, so we've got four recommended steps there for the first time we run AVG, because this is the first time run wizard. Now, you can perform all of these steps from within the AVG control center itself. However, it is handy to be prompted at this stage, at least to get the most recent updates. As I was talking about Windows Update a little bit earlier on, I said that it's important to run that and then run it again and run it again until you're absolutely sure and you're told that there are no more updates available. Iterative, I believe, is the word. Okay, so let's continue on. And if we want to skip any of these steps at any time, we can do.
Help. Next.
I'm going to click next with the space bar.
Help. Check for updates.
Okay, check for updates.
AVG.
And this will allow me to either look on the internet or direct AVG to look at a specific folder for updates to be installed. And these are the various antiviral detection rules. There are new viruses cropping up every week, and the guys at Grisoft and at Norton and Kaspersky and Nod and all the other guys. So they're constantly working feverishly to make sure that your antivirus software is as up to date as possible. So let's check now to see if there are any updates.
Internet light.
Okay, as I predicted, the internet is one option.
Cancel.
Or folder. So let's go to internet. Folder, of course, if you've downloaded your updates separately, it might be that you're running this on a machine that's not connected to the internet, in which case you would need to use the folder option and perhaps copy the latest updates over to the machine that doesn't have internet access.
Cancel C.
Okay, so it's now looking at the internet and getting the latest updates from there. Let's see how we're doing.
Please select update. Priority update. This update contains the following components.
Okay, there is an update.
Virus database version 661.
So there's a few updates,
update.
I see.
Total size is 1,710.
Okay, 1.7 megabytes is the total size of this, so it shouldn't take too long.
Update you. Button.
There's an update button there, so we'll press space on that.
Cancel C. Button.
And the update now is being downloaded and installed.
Top left. AVG update file download. You are now downloading the latest AVG update file. Complete your AVG free edition will be updated automatically. Server. Group box. Help topics.
Okay, I think it's done.
AVG free edition. Update was successfully finished. Okay. Button.
Okay, so we can press space on that OK button, and we now know that we have the latest set of antivirus rules that will allow AVG to detect the very latest viruses.
Check for updates.
And I'm going to run the check for updates again. I don't think there'll be any more, but I think it's always good practice to check, because sometimes you can install updates which then mean further updates become visible, and in the past that always was the case with Windows updates. So when checking for updates, it's always worth just running it through a couple of times to make sure that you've got everything.
Internet I. Button. Dialogue.
Okay, internet.
Okay, 30 second. Button. Dialogue. AVG update. No new update files are available at the moment.
Okay, so we did get all the updates, but it was... It was worth checking. So we're going to go to next.
Next. AVG free first run. Create rescue disk. Would you like to create a rescue disk now?
Okay. A rescue disk will help bail you out if you do get hit by a virus and you need to restore your settings and get your computer back up and running. I don't have a disk handy, but that certainly is a recommended step there from AVG, and it's one that you might want to come back to a little bit later on. So I'm going to press end for next.
Next button.
Okay.
AVG free first run. Scan email messages. The email scanner has been configured automatically. During installation, you also chose to install the personal email scanner, which enables the checking of incoming and outgoing email messages. Configuration of the personal email scanner is automatic and independent of your email client application. Back button.
Okay, so this is a distinction between the personal email scanner and the various plugins that we were looking at earlier on. The email scanner is independent of whichever email client you happen to be using, and that will work anyway. The plugins will add extra options into your email client itself in order to tie it in more closely with AVG. But because you're not running one of the email programs that we mentioned earlier on, you're still going to be covered with this.
Back. Help. Net.
Okay, so this is really for informational purposes. I'm going to press next.
AVG free first run. Virus scan. Would you like to scan your computer now?
Okay, and we're now being prompted to conduct a virus scan. Now, of course, a virus scan is going to take some time, depending on the settings, and AVG will go through and it will check the boot area, it will check the master boot record, it will check your registry, it will also check your system files in Windows and check all your program files and all your data files, and so that process can take a while. So we don't have time to do that now and to look at a results page, but certainly you should go ahead and do that periodically. So there are two weapons in your armory, I guess, when it comes to dealing with antivirus software. You have the Shield, which is like the scanner that runs in the background and that keeps an eye on everything as it's taking over, as it's going along, as you're using the internet and emailing and all that good stuff. And then if there are any problems, then you will be prompted. And then the other approach is to actually take a more brute force approach and scan your system methodically for viruses. And we can look at some of those various scanning options in just a moment. But we're not actually going to run a complete scan at this time.
Check back. Help. Next.
So we're just going to go to next.
AVG free first run. AVG free registration. Register your AVG free now.
Okay, we're now being prompted to register AVG. Now, in the past, I was under the impression that it was necessary to register AVG. Now, apparently it's not. I've been using AVG 7.1 for a couple of weeks in preparation for this review because I didn't want to recommend anything that that didn't work smoothly. And it's been absolutely fine. I haven't registered it. I've not been prompted to register it apart from during the installation. And as far as I can tell, the only reason for registering the free edition is to get access to the AVG free forum, which is the only source of updated technical support. Now, there is help information that comes with the product. There are help files there, you know, available, and I'm sure there are public forums where AVG is discussed, AVG free is discussed, but there is no there's no telephone number that you can ring up with the free version. You can't get any technical support online, email, tech support, and that kind of thing, because it's a free product. And and Grisoft, who make AVG, of course, they're devoting their resources into supporting their paid products, which are, you know, very reasonably priced and do offer additional features. But if you are on a budget and you know, it's been a little dark computing secret of yours that for many years, actually, you know, you've told everyone you've got a virus checker, but you haven't really. So this is a way that you can do it, you know, safely and for free without having to spend any money. And if you find that, you know, you like AVG, then you might want to go on and perhaps purchase one of their pay products or one of somebody else's pay products. There are demonstrations available of other virus checkers out there, but certainly as a free option, and for somebody who really has very, very limited resources, then this certainly is an option for you. So we're not going to register because we don't really get a lot from registering apart from access to that forum. Now, if you want access to that forum, then go ahead.
Register back. Help. Next.
So I've pressed Shift-Tab there a couple of times. I'm just going to press space on next.
Continue. Dialogue. Button. AVG free first run. Your computer is protected. To ensure the maximum antivirus protection of your computer, be sure to perform AVG free updates frequently. Back button.
Okay, that's pretty much what I was telling you earlier. The computer is now protected, and to ensure that we stay protected, then we should check for updates on a fairly frequent basis.
Finish.
Okay,
continue.
So I'm going to press continue. Space on continue.
AVG free edition test center.
Okay, we're now in the test center, and there are a number of things we can do from here, and there are a couple of ways to access the various options. There are buttons if you tab around.
Control center. Button.
There's control center.
Virus vault.
Virus vault.
Help topics.
Help topics and so on. So there are some buttons there that you can tab to. Or the other interface that will feel very familiar is you can hit the Alt key. And
program key pull down.
There you go. What do you know? We're on a pull down menu. And the first one there is program. So I'm just going to arrow down on program.
Switch to advanced interface as disabled.
Switch to the advanced interface. Now, it's my impression that the advanced interface is something that's only available in the pay edition. I stand, don't quote me on that, and I stand corrected if I'm mistaken, but I've always found that option to be disabled, so I haven't taken a great deal of notice of it. Continuing to arrow down the program menu.
Launch AVG Control Center L.
Okay, launch the AVG Control Center as opposed to the test center that we're currently in, and in the Control Center you can do things like check for updates. You can manually check for updates if you haven't got that set up to work on a schedule, and we'll show you how to do that in just a second. Arrowing down further.
Launch AVG Virus Vault.
Launch the Virus Vault. The Virus Vault is the place where viruses, when they're found, are quarantined. So AVG, if it detects a virus, then typically that virus will be quarantined in the Virus Vault.
Export list to file F, control S disabled.
Export list to file, and that's currently disabled. Now that is a feature that you would use with the results. So once you've performed a scan and you have a list of files that you've scanned, you can then export that list to a file.
Print P, control P disabled.
And there is a print option there, and again, of course, that applies to the results. And then exit, of course. Now, exit will only close the test center. It won't actually close the shield, which will continue to run in the background, making sure that your computer is safe. So that's the bottom of that menu. I'm going to press escape to put us back on the menu bar.
Menu closed. Program P pull down.
And we're back to program, so I'm going to arrow across to the right now.
Test P pull down.
And tests, and of course the letter that you're hearing after each option, you know, those are the shortcuts, so you could press Alt-P for program, Alt-T for tests, and so on. So I'm going to arrow down into tests, and there are six items on this menu.
Scan system areas, ZF3.
Scan system areas, and of course you can hear there's a shortcut key there, which is function key 3.
Scan computer, complete test, F4.
Scan computer, complete test, and you can hear function key 4 is the shortcut key.
Scan selected areas, F5.
And scan selected areas, and the function key for that is F5. Those are the first three options in this menu. The second group of three options are corresponding settings. So
system areas, test settings, Z, control, F3.
System areas, test settings, control F3.
Complete test settings and control F4.
Complete test settings, control F4. So I hope you're able to follow the logic there.
Selected areas, test settings, key, control F5.
Selected areas, test settings, control F5. Now let's just talk about each of those three types of test. A system area test involves the boot sector, the master boot record, the system registry, some specific system files within the Windows directory. So the components that are really fundamental to getting your computer woken up in the morning, and that are really the backbone to Windows. The complete test will scan every single file on your system if you tell it to, and that of course is a more comprehensive computer-wide test that you may want to run perhaps a little bit less frequently. But still an important one, and probably the most comprehensive. And then there is a sort of a custom test, a selected areas test, so you can specify whatever you want. You might think that your program files, for example, are particularly vulnerable, so the C program files directory, so you might want to scan that specifically. So I'm just going to take us into the system area settings.
System areas, test settings, D, control F3.
There it is. Press enter.
Menu closed. Dialogue. System areas settings. Object. Boot sector.
Okay, so now we have a list of objects here now that are included, that are part of the system area test settings.
Boot sector of disk.
The boot sector of the disk.
Partition table MBR. 2 of 9.
The partition table and master boot record.
System registry. 3.
System registry.
CWINDOWS system 32 kernel 32.dll.
The Windows kernel, that's the real heart of Windows, that is the juggler that juggles all of those balls in terms of inputs and outputs and applications and so on and so forth. So the real core of Windows, if you will. But there's a few of these here. So let's just tab around this dialogue and see what other options are available in addition to that list of components that are included in the system area test.
Okay. Button.
Okay, button.
Close C.
Close.
Add file.
You can add a specific file, so you may want to add additional DLLs or files that you believe to be critical.
Remove file E button.
You can remove one of the files that's listed there in the list of components.
Remove boot B.
You can remove the boot sector. A long, long time ago, actually probably not too long ago, there used to be a problem where some licensing schemes for specific pieces of software would conflict with antivirus software, and so that the antivirus software would incorrectly report the presence of a virus in the boot sector, when in fact changes to the boot sector have been made to store licensing information for third-party software. I don't think that's as much of a problem these days as it used to be, but certainly it's something to be aware of, and that's the reason why you can remove the boot sector there from your virus scan.
Remove MVRM button.
Same for the master boot record.
Remove registry R button.
And the registry.
Default E button.
And of course you can restore your defaults. Well, we're happy with all those settings, so I'm going to shift tab back to OK.
Remove add. OK.
And hit space.
Maybe.
OK, so let's look at the settings for a complete scan.
Test key pulled up.
So we've gone to the tests menu.
Scan. Select complete test settings and control F4.
Complete test settings. I could, of course, have just pressed control F4, but I've selected it from the menu.
Scanning parameter. Edit box. Description E. Read only. Edit box. Name N. Complete test.
Okay, complete test.
Edit box.
You've got an edit box there where you can put some optional description information.
Scanning parameters N. Scan files without interruption W. Checkbox. Checked.
Scan files without interruption, although typically I haven't been clear about how that option functions, because even when it is checked, there's usually a pause button that comes up when you're performing a manual scan.
Scanning parameters N. Automatically heal infected files M. Checkbox. Check.
Automatically heal infected files. And this, I would say, is probably the area that isn't AVG's real strength. I have seen AVG repair files on occasion, but typically real comprehensive repairs, you tend to find the more premium type products on the market will do a better job there. And AVG is excellent at sniffing out viruses and quarantining them, and there is an option here to try and repair them. And in many cases, repairs will be possible, but my personal feeling you know, you may have different experiences to report, and I look forward to hearing people's experiences with this on our ACB Radio Friends email group. But my take on this is that in terms of repairs, AVG will give it a shot, but it's not going to perhaps cut it as well as some of the more premium type products on the market that perhaps you would pay significant sums of money for.
Scanning properties. Scan system areas before the test starts. Checkbox. Checked.
Scan system areas before the test starts. We've already looked at system area test settings.
Scanning properties. Use heuristic analysis U. Checkbox. Checked.
Use heuristic analysis. That's a technique for virus detection, which will slow down a scan, but does mean that the scan is going to be more methodical.
Scanning properties. Scan inside archives. Checkbox. Check.
Scan inside archives. Now, of course, archive files are things like zip files, RAR files, ARG files, .cab files, and those typically are groups of files that are contained within a single file. Sometimes when you download a bunch of files from the internet, then they'll come down as an archive. And AVG will scan inside archives, and there is an option there to make that happen, and it's selected by default. Clearly, if you know all your archives are safe and you want to get the virus checked done as quickly as possible, you may elect to uncheck that. I'm going to leave it checked.
File extensions. Scan all infectable files. I. Radio button. Checked. 2. of 2.
As you can hear, this is a two-state radio button that allows you to determine which file types are detected, which file types are scanned by AVG. And there are two groups of files, if you will. What are thought of as being infectable file types. These are things like DLLs, EXE files, .com files, and so on, or files that are generally considered to be benign, like text files or media files. There is some debate as to whether or not files like HTML or certain types of media files with active content, whether they are capable of carrying viruses or not. Well, you can choose here pretty much whether you want the types of files that AVG considers to be suspicious to be scanned, or whether you want all files to be scanned. Obviously, selecting all files will mean that the scan will take that little bit longer.
File extensions. Add extensions X. Checkbox. Unchecked.
And, of course, there are facilities here for adding specific file types if you have concerns about specific file types which are not being scanned.
Help. But default. Okay.
Okay, so those are the options for a complete scan.
AVG free.
And the...
Menu closed.
Let's see.
Selected areas, test settings, key control F5.
And the selected area test settings, again, very similar, and we'll let you specify specific locations that you wish to scan.
Menu.
Okay, let's move on across this menu bar.
Results are pull down.
Results, we can't do a great deal with that until we perform a virus check.
Test results.
But of course, menu. Once the check has completed, then you can see what has happened, if any files are infected, if any files needed to be cleaned, and so on.
Service as well done.
Now we've reached the services menu, and so I'll press down arrow here to pull that open.
Program settings PF8.
Program settings.
Rescue disk R control F8.
Rescue disks.
Check for updates CF9.
Check for updates.
Schedule daily update S.
Schedule daily update.
Event history log E.
And event history log.
Language selection, L control L.
And of course, language selection. So a couple of those are self-explanatory. I just want to look at a couple of those with you.
Program settings.
Just go on to program settings.
Menu closed. Up down. Edit box. Delete test result sector. Between 100 and 0. Dialog. Program settings. Program.
Okay, program settings, delete test results after, and then we can choose how many days. So the trick here, because I found that WindowEyes doesn't perfectly read this combo box, but I found if I press up arrow, the value is changed, and then if I tab and then shift tab back.
Up down, edit box, delete test results after, between 100 and 0.
Okay, it's being a bit bloody-minded now, it seems. Just going to
screen redrawn.
Redraw the screen. Perhaps take the focus
program
away.
71.
There we go.
70. 66.
So, yeah, I found that out of the box, combo box doesn't read perfectly, but if you refresh the screen and perhaps Alt-Tab away and come back, then it will be fine. And this is the
60,
number of days that you wish
40,
to keep your test results.
30. 29, 30.
30 seems sufficient. 100, I think, was the default.
Up, down. Edit box. Store last. 1,000.
And then how many results do you wish to be stored? 1,000 is the default.
0.
I'm going to change to 100, because 1,000 of anything's a lot to be reading.
Up, down. Edit box. Show last.
Not at least because I'm running out of disk space. So, the options here just to do with the amount of previous results that you want stored.
Program. 1 of 2. Tab control. Keyboard. 2 of 2.
So those are the program settings. And then if we go into the keyboard tab, you can set up some shortcut keys, which I haven't chosen to do. And I won't spoil all your fun. I'll let you have a play with that.
Okay.
So we're going to go to OK. And also from the services menu, the other option I wanted to show you.
Program. Rescue disk card.
Rescue disk we talked about a little bit earlier on during the installation.
Check for updates, CF9.
Check for updates, we've already done that.
Schedule daily update, S.
Oh, schedule daily update. Now, this is important. It's all very well checking for updates when you install the software, but you need to keep checking for updates because these guys, they're bringing out new updates all the time, and there are viruses out there that weren't out there last week. So it's important that you're... antivirus software is configured to check for updates on a regular basis.
Menu closed.
So let's see here.
Cancel. Schedule download time. Periodically check for internet updates. P. Checkbox. Checked.
Okay, there's a checkbox there to make sure that updates are checked for periodically.
Check daily C. Between 8 o'clock and 9:59. 5. Of 12.
Okay, and now you can choose the time at which your updates are downloaded. By default, between 8 a.m. and 9:59 is selected. Now, that doesn't mean that your computer is going to be tied up downloading for 2 hours, but at some point during those 2 hours, AVG will try and download. If everybody's trying to download at the same time, then the download may be slow, so AVG may try a little bit later within the window of opportunity that you've configured. I'm going to go a little bit earlier because I could well be using my computer at that time, and I don't particularly want AVG chugging away in the background. I want the antivirus updates to be all ready and installed before 8 o'clock. So
between 6 o'clock and 7.
So between 6 o'clock and 7:59 is what I've selected.
Schedule download time. If internet connection is not available, check when it goes online. I. Checkbox. Checked.
Okay, and of course, tabbing to the next control has brought us to this checkbox. Fairly straightforward. If the internet's not available, do you want AVG to check a little bit later when the internet does become available? And of course, that's checked by default. You may have reasons why you don't want that to be checked.
Help button.
And that's all for that.
Okay.
So very easy to schedule those updates. So press space on OK.
Information service.
Just going back to the services menu. I'm just going to arrow down here.
History log E. Schedule daily update S.
That's what we've just been looking at.
Event history log E.
Event history log will tell you what's been going on over the last little while with APG.
Language selection L, control L.
Language file selection. Well, English is pretty much good enough for this program, but if you do speak another language, then that may be something worth looking at. And the only other menu that we haven't looked at from this pull-down menu bar is the information menu. And that's equivalent to the help menu in most applications. Let's just show you that.
Menu closed.
Press Alt-I.
About AVG, free Alt-Shift-F10.
About AVG, we'll tell you the version number and so on.
Buy AVG antivirus, read control F10.
Buy a pay version of AVG antivirus, and that, of course, will probably take you off to their website.
Contacts, see all F10.
And then contacts.
I need help online services, I...
And so on.
FAQ online app.
So there's FAQ and online help and that sort of thing. As I say, some of the support for this will be limited because it is a free offering. But generally, I found that the help information is that comes with the program is sufficient for my needs. So there you go. I'm going to close out this window. This is the test center for AVG.
AVG free edition test center.
That's the one. You can, of course, press Alt-F4, and that will go away. And I think it's gone now. Yep, we've got nothing. We're
desktop.
Back to our desktop. And so the only
Street.
Way now that AVG really... is going to bother us is if we need to go in and run a scan, which you should do perhaps weekly or fortnightly, or if you wish to configure some of those options, in which case AVG will be lurking in your system tray, and you can get to the system tray with Windows key and B in Windows XP SP2.
Sys tray, AVG free edition control center button.
And there it is. You can press enter there to bring up the control center, and that will then allow us to launch the test center where we where we just were. AVG, it's not perfect, and it certainly is entry level in terms of what virus checkers are available. However, if your dark computing secret is that you've been flying below the radar for these last few years and you've managed to get away with not having a virus checker, then this may be the one for you. It's available free of charge from free.grisoft.com. That's free.grisoft.com. And we have looked at AVG today at the request of one of our ACB Radio main menu listeners. So certainly thanks for that suggestion. Give this one a go. Seems to work very well with Window Eyes at 5.5, and I know certainly it works well with Window Eyes 5.0, and I expect it'll work equally as well with JAWS. And do send in your feedback to the ACB Radio Friends email group. You can join that list, of course, by sending a blank message to friends-subscribe@acbradio.org. That's friends-subscribe@acbradio.org. I hope this main menu has been useful, and do stay in touch. I'm Dave Williams, and on behalf of all the main menu team, thanks very much for listening. If you'd like to contact the programme, you can do so by sending us an email to mainmenu@acbradio.org. That's mainmenu@acbradio.org. And until next time, bye for now.